Steve has been a huge blessing to me. He's one of my prayer warriors that that has come alongside me ever since the first day of coming into the youth pastor position, and I love working alongside him, and he's a huge blessing to our youth group. So here's Steve Kerner.
Thank you, guys. Sorry, you put me on the spot, AJ. I wasn't ready for... No. I know, guys, a lot of you have heard this over and over again, so please be patient. But some of the girls haven't heard this yet. But I grew up in a home, a Catholic home, where I had a respect for God, but no relationship with God. My dad was an alcoholic. My grandpa was an alcoholic. There was always booze in the house. And at the age of 15, I started drinking and smoking, and it escalated. And I also played music and got in bands since I was in the eighth grade. And so playing in bands, you're around parties all the time. And my just drinking got out of control, and drugs and all that got out of control. And I remember one night... one morning waking up and coming out to get in my car to go home, and it was wrecked. And I had no idea what had happened. And then another time I found myself in jail with 5 charges on me. I had to get a copy of the police report to find out what I had done. I was totally blacked out, had no idea what I had done. And so after that jail term, and I'd spent a number of times in jail, I said, man, I got to stop this. I'm either going to kill myself or be in prison. So I quit drinking for 2 weeks. I mean, that's how long my chain was. And then the way I quit drinking was I never went anywhere. I just stayed at home. I go, I don't know what to do. I just stay at home. And then after 2 weeks, I said, if this is the way life is, I'd rather burn out than fade out. So I went back to drinking again and partying again. It was easy for me to get into. And the band I was in was playing at a Holiday Inn in Cloverdale, Indiana. And they give the band rooms. So in the room I was in, there was a Good News for Modern Man New Testament. And on the front of it, it said, take this book. So I took it and threw it in my suitcase. And didn't plan on reading it. I don't know why I took it. Lord knows why I took it. But somehow it found its way to my desk at work. And one day, about 5 o'clock at night, everybody else was gone, and I was looking for something to read. And so I pulled open my drawer, and there was that Bible. So I said, all right. So anyway, I put my feet up on the desk and started to read in Matthew. And I remember after reading through part of the Sermon on the Mount, just shaking my head and going, wow, this is the truth. I mean, that thought was so strong in my mind. This is the truth. And I kept hearing the words of Jesus and what he would say, and I was kind of like those temple guards that the Pharisees and Sadducees sent to arrest Jesus, and they came back, and they said, where's Jesus? And he said... They said, no one ever spoke like this man before. And that's what I was thinking. Man, I've never heard this before. No one has ever spoken like this before. And so I read to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and then I got to the point where Jesus said, whoever hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it stood because it was founded upon a rock. But whoever hears these words of mine and doesn't obey them is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And I remember those words sticking in my mind, and I just bowed my head. And all I said was, oh God, don't let my house fall. Instantly, I had a new heart. I never got high again. I never got drunk again. I had a love for Jesus that I couldn't explain. And I couldn't get enough of the Bible. I'd read the Bible 2 hours every day. I was still in bands. I had a beer on my amplifier because I wasn't prepared to tell anybody that if they said, why is Steve not drinking? I wasn't ready to tell them what had happened, but it didn't take long before I couldn't keep my mouth shut about what had happened. And two of the people in the band saw such a change in my life that they got saved too. And for 3.5 years, we formed our own Christian band and went around telling people what great things God has done for us. And it was amazing. I was 28 years old, and life with Jesus is the greatest life that you can ever possibly imagine. I have so many stories to tell you guys of the miracles and the power of God and the truth of God and His presence in my life. And you know, a long time ago, I went to hear a Christian artist, a really good guitar player named Phil Keaggy, and I loved his guitar playing, so I went to hear him. And after I heard him at concert and everything he shared his testimony about how God had changed his life and how much he loved the Lord. And ever since that, I loved his music twice as much. And I want to tell you guys, if you can get to know your leaders and the people that are sharing and know where they come from, then you're going to appreciate the things that they have to tell you more and more, just like I did, Phil Keaggy. Anyway, it's been a blessing. I've been in the youth group now for about 25 years, and it's been my joy to be able to share these stories over and over and over again. I think a verse I love right now is Psalm 71:18, I think. Even when I am old and gray, O Lord, do not forsake me till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Amen. Thank you, guys.